going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices and give you a 5-year price guarantee on talk, text, and data. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Nerds!
Today's episode is sponsored by Smart Travel, a new podcast from NerdWallet. Smart Travel doesn't just cover points and miles. They break down all the financial aspects of your trip, whether that's the best days to book, how to avoid hidden fees, or which fancy travel credit cards pay off, and which ones are just an expensive flex. If you want your travel budget to work harder, then dive into the best deals, products, services, and more with Smart Travel from NerdWallet, wherever you get your podcasts.
I think we've all been in a situation where you were in so much pain that you will try anything to alleviate that pain. And I think Kennedy is at that point with her shoulder blade.
Well, I think I probably would have done this anyway. But yeah, yeah, I've got this pain behind my shoulder blade. It happened maybe a year or two ago, too. I don't know what it is. It hurts so badly. I can't sit. I can't stand. I can't lay down. Like, I'm a pretty tough cookie. I can power through most things physically. But this one is starting to eat my lunch. And so I have two doctors I work with therapy now, and now I have two more because I'm starting a new segment of treatment. And I had to work with new people. So I started working with this one woman who is lovely, this doctor, but she's very sort of spiritually based as well. Because the treatment I'm going to be doing is sort of along those same lines, you know, about intention and mindfulness and whatnot. But in any
event, it like an alternative kind of treatment?
It's ketamine treatments.
Okay.
But so as I met with her yesterday, we were having, you know, a lovely discussion about this, that, and the other thing. And she kind of was like, are you okay? Your face looks a little pained, you know? And I'm like, yeah, I just got this thing in my shoulder. It's been bugging me for a while. And she's like, okay, well, let's take a moment with that. So she's like, close your eyes. And I want you to like go to the pain in your shoulder and just sit there with it for a minute. And so I did that. And she said, well, what do you see anything? Do you feel anything? Is it saying anything to you?
Yeah, it hurts.
Right. So I tried to separate myself from the pain and I saw red. I saw red.
Mm-hmm.
And I said, it feels angry.
You said this out loud?
Yeah. She asked me how I felt. That's what I felt. I felt anger, great anger.
Right.
And she said, okay, can we go deeper with that? And I'm like, I don't know. This is about what it's given me, anger.
How do you go deeper than your shoulder talking to you?
Well, she said, you know, anger typically is a sign of grief or fear. But got a lot of grief in my life that I've probably not processed properly. But as I'm starting to talk to the pain, you know, it alleviated a little bit. It lightened up a little bit. She told me that I should tell the pain that I'm grateful for it holding it for me, because clearly it's holding on to something that I'm not processing just yet.
Oh.
So it's holding that, but it's...
Well, it's very kind.
It's letting me know that you can't hold on to this anymore. You're going to have to do something because I can't hold it much longer. So sometimes that's what pain is. You know, I mean, I realize it could be coming from something physical too, but I don't know, it made great sense to me.
You do not look like...
It won't listen right now. Because I can't concentrate, I have to work right now. But yeah, like as I was driving in, I'm like, okay, we can get through this today, buddy. We'll do fine.
You were talking to your shoulder on the car ride in?
Hell yes.
Well, Kennedy,
at this
funny.
Point, I will do anything because it hurts so badly. Like, honestly, I walk out of this room and I cry.
Right,
like,
I know.
It's
you're
so
in
bad.
Tough shape. I know. It's sad to watch.
But, oh, thank you, buddy.
I was thinking about this morning, Kennedy. You talking to your...
Talking to my pain?
Shoulder blade.
Uh-huh.
And I don't know if maybe what you said got through.
Oh.
So I've written a letter, Kennedy.
To what?
To your shoulder blade.
Oh. Okay, hang on. Let me get in touch with it. Okay, we're ready. Me and the shoulder.
Hey there, buddy. Or should I say traitor?
Oh.
You and Kennedy used to be a solid team, literally. You had her back. Pun fully intended, Kennedy.
Oh, God.
She didn't even have to think about you. You were quiet, dependable, supportive. But lately, you've been acting like a drama queen with a vendetta. I mean, what did Kennedy do to you? Sleep alone wrong?
Oh, ouch!
Lift a bag of Uber Eats with mild enthusiasm?
Rude!
Reach for a favorite Prince album with too much gusto? Whatever it was, shoulder blade, she apologizes. I didn't realize you had entered the silent treatment plus random stabs of pain phase of your relationship. Let me be clear, this is not a vibe. You've got one job, be a bone. You're not an attention-seeking influencer. You don't need to go viral on the pain scale. Let's go back to the glory days when you were just quietly back there chilling, doing your bony little thing like a true background player. In closing, please, for the love of Tylenol and heating pads, knock it off. Let's heal for Kennedy, literally and emotionally. Kennedy is willing to forget the icy stabs during traffic reports, the searing twinges during Campy Kennedy, and the audible grunt she now makes when putting on her favorite Dumois hoodie. Let's move forward together, dear shoulder blade, preferably pain-free. Awaiting your cooperation, love, Carson.
I think it listened. And now it's really pissed.
Yeah. I feel like he just roasted you to holistic music.
He really did. Sleeping alone wrong.
Yeah.
Brutal, buddy.
Aggressively lifting up
brutal.
Uber Eats.
Brutal. I'm accurate, but brutal.
617-655-1234. Do you have any help or maybe alternative ways that you deal with pain like this? Kennedy is up for anything at this point.
She's talking to her shoulder blade and it's red. Help this woman.
617-655-1234.
We're getting close to some real weird territory.
It's Carson and Kennedy on Mix.
Carson and Kennedy on Mix 1041.
Podcasting isn't just evolving. It's having a full-blown identity crisis. I'm Allison Marino, host of What's a Podcast? The Revolution Redefined, a new series that pulls back the curtain on the forces shaping the medium now. And what that means for all of us who love podcasts. I'm really excited to share the official trailer where you'll hear from some of the biggest names in the space. Ira Glass, Leo Laporte, Guy Raz, Hernan Lopez, Lex Fridman, AJ Feliciano, Dan Granger, and yeah, me too. Here it is now.
I still want to kill the word podcast.
That's not just a hot take. It's a symptom of an identity crisis.
Big company run media, and people are trusting it less and less. It's really important that we're independent.
There's a handful of companies that control the vast majority of podcast inventory that have the vast majority of the gigantic shows.
We left radio behind for a reason. We wanted to get away from all the gatekeepers.
I don't know that you could do this as effectively in video.
Podcasting is at a crossroads. I've watched the industry swing from hype to consolidation to reinvention. But this time it's different. From the producers of the documentary Age of Audio, Oxford Road presents the Media Roundtable special series. What's a podcast? The Revolution Redefined.
All of us who work in the media, like, yeah, we got to run a business and like, we got to make a living and we got to sell our ads. We got to do all that. But we all got into it because like, I think most of us, like it just gave us a feeling.
A three-part series where you'll hear the leading industry voices give their takes on what podcasting has become and where it's headed next. Teaming up with Oxford Road and Age of Audio director Sean Colon for this series was fun, but also kind of a wake-up call. If you love this medium as much as I do, you've got to listen to What's a Podcast? The Revolution Redefined. It's out now, wherever you get your podcasts.